actually go into a little more detail about the origins of this song. This song was written during and after a Christmas party several years ago. Martin was there, actually, and a few other friends, and we got to talking about Christmas carols and how they've evolved over the years, and how, you know, a few hundred years ago when Christmas carols were the old traditional ones that we all know, when they were being written, they were very heartfelt and spiritual, had a lot of religious themes in them. God Rest You Merry Gentlemen, and Hark Ye Herald Angels Sing, and Silent Night, and so on. Along about early this past century, they started to change. They became more secular, more I'll Be Home for Christmas, and I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas. And then sometime after that, they became more like jingles. They're, you know, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and Santa Claus Is Coming to Town, and Up on the Housetop, click, click, click. And we started to feel that it would be nice if someone wrote a Christmas carol that harkened back to the spiritual depth and meaning of the older songs while retaining the pop sensibility of the newer ones, and this is what we came up with. Christ the Messiah was the Son of God, they say, with a virgin mom and a perfect birth in a manger full of hay. Christ the Messiah was the king of all the Jews. When the Pharisees acted hard to please, he just showed what he could do. There must have been some magic in that silver grail he found, 'cause when he put in fish and bread, there was enough to go around. Yum! Christ the Messiah was as holy as can be. All the poor folks said he could raise the dead, and he made a blind guy see. But Christ the Messiah really made the Romans mad. So the local boss said to build a cross and to put thorns on his head. Thumpity thump thump thumpity thump thump, watch him drag his cross. He thump thump thumpity thump thump, while all the kids throw rocks. Christ the Messiah died for all our sins that day, but though his blood was shed, the disciples said, everybody, he'll be back again someday.